Welcome to Tom Papa's Come to Papa.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Come to Papa, your favorite podcast among all the other podcasts here on Thanksgiving's Eve. Two Eves away, you may hear the screams of children in the background because my kids are off of school already.
Unsupervised,
in the kitchen. Lord knows what they're doing.
Keep them in school all year round. Whoever came up with that idea, that's the best ever. Especially when I'm not in school.
Yeah, could you imagine as a child that had been the way? But I mean, if they never know any better, would you have to start it now with kids that are like in second grade?
I might have started a revolution. If they said like in June, like, there's no summer anymore, guys.
Their schedule actually becomes your schedule. And by the time break comes, it's like, there's this moment of, oh, good, we don't have to do that.
Right.
We're all just hanging.
Uh-huh.
And then 6 hours later, you're like, get him out of my house.
That's the big thing. Whenever there's a, you know, I have friends back home, you know, in upstate New York, and whenever, like yesterday, I think there was a, it's like school is canceled, and it's all parents complaining because they don't have babysitters. They still have to work, but they got to worry about what their kids are going to do all day.
When I, like, last night I had my final meeting before the holiday, and like I still had to write today, but last night was like, okay, I'm done. I'm pretty much done. I don't have to see anybody at the very least. I was like, what am I going to do? I could drink wine at lunch. No, I can't because I might have to pick someone up. I'll smoke a big cigar out back. Now the kids are going to be running in and out of the house. They're going to yell at it. It smells. I'll grab my vape pen. I'll get a vape pen. And then but then you still got to drive and go pick people up and do stuff. And you're just like, yeah, all right. It's like having a day off with your parents in town.
Yeah.
Or with your parents still around.
You have like a 1 hour window to do things before you have to like check back to see if the house is on fire.
Yeah. And then they want to go out to a movie, so they like drop them off at 7 o'clock and then pick them up at 9:45.
Yeah.
So what are you doing? You're just sitting around sober, right, waiting to go pick them up. And then you bring them home and you're like, all right, now we'll fool around or do something. No, they're up till midnight running around the house.
Yeah.
It's actually worse than having your parents when you were a teenager.
Right.
It's actually worse. Like, your parents would run out of gas and go to sleep, and then you can get weird at night. They're up later than we are.
Yeah.
So it really, I feel like we're under watch all the time.
They have all your technology. They can't drive, so they need you. Yeah. And they don't have any money, so they need you.
Now, look, I love having them around. It's great, even just like letting them go crazy. But, you know, I'm going to start drinking at some point, and I'm not going to be able to come pick you up. You're going to have to Uber with some strange Persian man because it's my holiday too, damn it.
Yeah, you're going to have that talk with your daughter. I'd be like, if you're ever drinking at a party, just know that I'm probably drinking too. So call someone else's.
I probably am more drunk than you.
Call someone else's parents. Don't call me.
You can call me. We'll try and figure it out. But I don't know. I mean, I've got money. We do something with the money. Yeah. So, but I'm very excited. We are coming into Thanksgiving, and today was the big day. Here we are on Tuesday. I had to go pick up the turkey this morning.
Mm.
And, you know, we don't have a lot of meat eaters. It's probably split.
Yeah.
Between the meat eaters and the non-meat eaters. And I just couldn't. So I ordered a turkey, and they say about a pound and a half or something for each person.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts us in the 10 to 12 pound arena.
That always seems like a lot when they say how big it is.
I know. Yeah.
It's like, I eat 2 pounds of anything.
That's a lot. And, you know, it's not a lot of meat eaters and a lot of dames.
Right.
So it's not like there's some...
A lot of broads.
Yeah, a lot of broads. So we're going to be packing in... You and I and maybe two other guys are going to be more responsible for eating like pigs.
Yeah.
But I'm there. I give them my little form. They go get in the back to get my turkey. And it's in the 10 to 12 range is what I ordered.
Mm-hmm.
The guy comes out with a 10. And it looks so small.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I can't. It doesn't look like Thanksgiving to me.
Yeah.
I don't care how many people are coming. We'll have a bunch of leftovers. I'm like, what's the next size up? He said, well, I got a 15. All right, good. So I made a 5-pound leap.
Yeah.
And but very excited.
That's good.
And I'm thinking also of maybe we do it a little earlier. Mm-hmm. I think last year we were like at 4.
Yeah.
Maybe a little later. What do you think about going like around, people come around 2:30, eat around 3.
Mm-hmm.
That way we can eat again later.
I mean, all the pressure's on you. You guys are the ones that have to like prepare.
Yeah, that's all right. So. I got it. I'm dialed in.
No, but I'm saying that's, well, I think that's when everyone came anyway. If you just want to try to get people to eat earlier and you're ready, then
yeah,
that's good.
All right. That sounds good. Because what else is anyone doing anyway? You're like sitting around waiting for your flight to take off.
Yeah.
Right.
Is there a football game?
There is. But Cowboys. Out here, it's 10 o'clock. I know from Steve, my buddy down the corner, who has got the crazy cat.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big... he's got he's a big Bears fan.
Oh, they're playing?
They're playing 10 o'clock.
And the Lions always play, right? Detroit?
Well, they must be... Yeah, Detroit is...
It's two games.
All right, here are the games. Bears-Lions.
Okay.
First game. For us, 10 o'clock. 1 o'clock back east.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The parade isn't even over for us.
Got to get up to watch football.
Redskins-Cowboys.
Okay.
At 1:30. That could be a good game. And then this should be a blowout, but at 5:20 for us, which is the night game for the people back east, there's a Falcon Saints.
Oh, that's the good one. Yeah. I forgot that there was
Falcons
3.
Falcons stink though, don't they?
No. Oh yeah, they do. I forgot.
They were great last year, but I think this year they stink.
Yeah.
They don't stink as bad as I do in my football pool.
Oh, yeah?
I think I went 3-8 this week. And I think I'm officially in last place out of like 150 people.
Did you actually root against the Giants this week and they won?
Yes. That's exactly what happened.
That's always happens.
Always happens. Let me see where my... So that's good. So if we're eating... And then there's football on right when the meal is done, and then we eat again halfway through the game. That sounds that sounds exciting.
Which normally we do. Well, I mean, we're outnumbered, but we do have at least one lesbian, right? So that tips the scales towards football a little bit.
She's more into football than any dude I know.
Right. So that's good, because normally I think you have to almost sneak away to watch the football, or they say the guys stay out there.
You guys with your football. I mean, look, we're not crazy rabid fans. With, you know, it's not like we got to sit in there and watch every down anyway. Yeah. I just like having it on. It's like a fireplace,
right?
It's just turn it on. You drift in and out. If it's a good game, it's a good game. Did you watch the game last night?
Well, I was gonna say that's probably the best. I don't need to watch football the rest of the week. Probably
I know. I wish I had this appointment, like I said, so I missed it.
Oh, last night?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Because I
heard it was a great game.
Well, the backstory was this was our first Saturday home, right?
Yeah.
Relaxing. You know, I've been trying to get my apartment into living order again. I told you I hadn't grocery shopped since June. I think.
Isn't it funny when you like when you're home, the amount of things that you're able to get to that you just can't when you're in and out?
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, changing passwords,
mm-hmm.
sweeping, like, all these, like, little tiny day-to-day things that you just that just slide the whole year because we're on the road.
Yeah, all these doctor's appointments and dentist. And yep. So I got, so I had like, you know, I bought a vacuum. I was getting like,
oh, nice.
I donated a bunch of stuff. I donated.
Clean out the closets.
Yeah, yeah. Did all that stuff. And Saturday night, relaxing, watching Saturday Night Live, and then my 10-year-old bear of a TV starts flickering on and off.
Oh, no.
And the sound was still on, but the...
Is that the TV you got for me all those years ago?
No, I have one older than that. It's like a rear projection Sony. Wow. So it was like top of the line when it came out, but it's at least 10 years old. It's got to be more.
Oh, my God.
And it's got like the lamp in it. So... The picture goes out and it comes back on and then it goes out.
Oh.
And then so it didn't make it to Saturday Night Live. And then when I just happened to check like Twitter, somebody posted that I was on TV, this show that actually me and Aaron Foley are both on the same episode of this comedy.tv. It's like a stand-up show.
Uh-huh.
It's like a syndicated thing.
Right.
And they're like, oh, your episode's on now. I go to turn the TV on. I'm literally on the TV. And boo, the lamp like explodes.
Oh, no.
While I'm on TV.
Oh, that's an omen.
Yeah, I know.
You're supposed to be in the theater.
That I shouldn't have done that show.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to be in the theater.
So luckily, at like... You know, it's even 1 a.m. I get like an email from like Target saying, one day only, TV's extra 20% off of the Black Friday sale.
Oh.
So it was like, you know, $1,000 TVs were like 500, then they're down to 400 or something.
Sweet.
So I ended up like, that's what I did, the journey of like getting a. Whatever, 400-pound TV out of my apartment.
Oh, my God.
And then going to pick up another one.
Ugh.
And I don't have my cool little hatchback anymore, so I had to, like...
In the back seat?
Get a lift that was... You have to get that exercise lift. And it happened to be a Filipino woman in her late 60s, so she couldn't help me pick it up.
She couldn't lift it up? I thought she'd probably be stronger than you.
No, so yeah, oh. So I got that in, but then when you put something in there like that, you go through the whole entertainment system, clean it out, like, is right. This sturdy enough, blah, blah, blah.
And, you had a little activity.
Well, we did that with yours, right? We put it on the wall.
Yeah, remember that? That was the last time we had a Saturday off. That was right. 3 years ago.
And your dad still doesn't think it's straight.
You know, he doesn't. That but, TV isn't the best anyway.
No?
It's okay. It does this weird, like... Eco stuff, like it just turns off randomly.
Yeah,
it's not a. I don't know. Probably if someone knew what they were doing, they could tweak it. But it's. I refuse to replace it, but it. I think it's fine for now. But
yeah, I like those old projection things better. They actually look more like a movie theater, kind of.
I know when you watch a movie now on these flat screens, they look so lame because the ratio is off.
Yeah,
and you can only dial it in to a certain point. But I remember talking to some of my movie star friends, and they're like, "Yeah, it flattens everything out, and it looks like they shot it like in this lame style." And it's a bummer because those old TVs, or the one that they say that is the real thing that you should be watching on is plasma, which I don't even know if they make anymore.
That seemed like that was the one that you gave me that had the. Those things get damaged really easily.
They do. They freeze. Like they imprint on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big mess.
Yeah, I'd almost like those. You know how some people have those like projection things on the wall? I'd almost like that better than some weird... Because this thing is like... I got it. It's like, I don't know, 60 inches or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And the stand that they give you is literally like a stand that you would put on... I don't even know. It's like... 5 inches wide of plastic. You put two screws on it.
Oh,
and it's
God.
Like, this thing is like, I mean, we're in California, like one earthquake and that thing's going down.
Oh, geez.
Not even a strong one.
No, just one of the little rumblers.
And you look and everyone's got there's earthquake straps that you can put on. And
we have them all over the house.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Like those big shelves that are next to the TV. Mm-hmm. Those things are attached to the wall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a lot of anything that's... I mean, these paintings aren't, but a bunch of them are. Yeah, everything's going to go tumbling at some point.
Yeah, so that's, I mean...
So are you happy with it in general?
Yeah, I'm happy that I got it done. That's it cool. Could have been like something that took like 4 or 5 days, especially with all the holiday stuff. I would have been like, ah, screw it, I'll just wait.
Yeah, and then we're going to start ramping up again. We have about another week and then back at it. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of live from here. We're doing New York every weekend in December.
Cool.
Yeah, so it'll be a lot. So I'm going to be going back and forth a ton.
Back to the snow.
Yeah. And it's funny, we're going with my kids just for a night, and I realized, oh yeah, you know, like when I'm done being on the road, that's when they want to go on the road. And it's like,
right,
that Saturday, like last Saturday of being home,
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, that's the one I get.
Right.
It's literally the one.
Well, we get, this is basically it, these two in a row, which is almost enough.
Yeah.
Because I'm like,
I'm going to be in a hotel.
Oh, this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah, I kind of have this Saturday off, and then stuff starts, like all the, you know, the corporate Christmas stuff, and everybody having that in December, so.
I know. It's very exciting. All right, so Thanksgiving. I picked up the turkey, 15-pounder, dry brine, rubbed it all down with salt, threw in some thyme, some rosemary, some sage, garlic, all in a big bag. It's in the refrigerator. It'll stay in there until tomorrow. I will turn it upside down, continue the brining for another day, and then I will break it out and go to town on Thursday.
Very so it's exciting. 15 pounds?
15-pounder.
I wonder, that seems like a good size. Is that?
It is a good size. It is a good size. I mean, you know, if you had a ton of people eating, I'd be nervous with a 15-pounder. Mm-hmm. Like, this is going to be good. This will slice it up. It'll be, we'll have stuff and we'll have stuff left over. I think it's going to be good.
Which is funny because have you ever gotten like a pound of turkey and it lasts like 2 weeks?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, finally carved. Then, vegetable dishes, string beans, Brussels sprouts, sweet potatoes coming in with Aaron, the stuffing or the dressing.
Well, I see you posting all this.
Well, you saw me. Yeah, I carved up the sourdough bread. I had an extra sourdough and I carved it up and I'm letting it stale mm-hmm. so we can use it for the stuffing. It's going to be good. I'm throwing bacon in it.
But see, you're making like...
butter.
Real, like you're making the stuffing better than it's supposed to be. Isn't stuffing supposed to be the leftover, like stale bread?
It is, well, yeah, but I mean.
It's like making meatloaf with like filet.
No, I wouldn't go that far. It's still bread.
You had fresh bread though.
It wasn't fresh. It was starting. Okay. It was a couple days.
Yeah.
It was good. And then I'm still cranking out more bread. I made two more today. We'll have more tomorrow. I'm just going bread crazy. I'm just giving them out to people. I just keep making bread for fun.
Right, but that's my point is you're not using the best stuff in the stuffing. That's why I call it stuffing.
That's not why they call it stuffing.
Tom, I did a show Monday, and the manager of the comedy club was trying to... He showed his daughter my soup thing. And they're like, how do you feel about stew? And I was like, the exact same way. And they're like, how about stuffing? And I was like, I was just trying to explain this to Tom Papa. Because stuffing is just, it's meant to be leftover stuff.
This is like someone who has an allergy to shellfish giving a review on shellfish.
No, but you
don't even eat stuffing.
But you're trying not to like wrap your head around why it wouldn't be appetizing for someone to eat the stuff that's
I'm
left
not
over.
Even considering that.
Oh, okay.
Stuffing is the I can't try and figure out your psychosis because stuffing is the most delicious thing. When on Thursday, my plate is going to have turkey, gravy, mashed potatoes, and stuffing. Oh, that is heavenly.
But why do you like, is it because the stuffing tastes like turkey, or is it because it tastes like, because if you're putting bacon in it, nobody else is eating it, right?
Well, there's a vegetarian one and there's a meat eater one.
So there's a vegetarian one without butter, without fat,
not vegan.
And without...
It's not vegan.
Oh.
It's vegetarian. So just no chicken broth or bacon or any meat stuff in it.
What about fat?
They don't get fat. Ours is going to be bubbling with bacon and butter and it's going to be deliciousness. And, I wish I could make that. That is kind of, that to me is the labor intensive part. Like you get the turkey kind of done, you put it in, it's just time and temperature.
Mm-hmm.
The vegetables, you can kind of prep all that the day before. You can chop it down, you can blanch the string beans, you can get all the things kind of set to be thrown in to the into the oven. Not that much prep work.
Mm-hmm.
Cranberry sauce can be made before. Gravy can be made before.
Which, by the way, that's my mom's favorite part of Thanksgiving is cranberry sauce.
Ooh, yeah. And I put a little jalapeno in mine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I also have to get the canned kind because mine might be a little too special for
the children. Hot?
Yeah. It's got a little spice to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you can't, like, eat it and then touch your eye?
Yeah, right, exactly. Which I think I did last year. I think when I made it, I touched my eye.
Yeah, that's... Because what is cranberry sauce made of? Just ground cranberry? Or is it...
Yeah, with sugar.
But how is it gelatin like that? It's just...
You just cook it down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sugar and water, and you just cook it, and it just kind of, like, comes apart and... Turns into like a jelly.
Oh, okay.
So good. Then we throw in a little jalapeno. Oh, my God.
And so can you, you love cooking, you love food. Can you imagine making this for 50 tables every day and then you're running a restaurant?
Yeah, no. No.
I think about that sometimes. Like,
I do
too. That must be overwhelming. Like I think about... are traveling and stuff like that, but just imagine there's hundreds of people just waiting to eat every day.
Every day, just showing up, and they're all picky, and they've all got things, especially in this town. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Every group of four that sits down is going to have four different complaints and needs.
Yeah.
I know gluten for me. I'm no sugar. I'm no this. I'm no that. Okay. And then they're all pissy if you don't do it exactly right.
Right.
That would be rough. I do, as I fantasize about the Papa's Bakery.
Right.
I would run it like the Soup Nazi, which would be a novelty here in L.A.
Right.
When people are like, I want a low gluten next. Right? Just like, no, this is it. No complaints. We make five things. This is it. And you're out.
You get what I want to make
you. Become like a superstar because you just don't... deal with anybody's shit.
Yeah, who's the guy? Alain Ducasse, the chef in New York.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of that guy?
No.
It's like a French dude, and you basically pay like $200 and then you eat whatever he makes you. It's like that,
right.
The Euro Dreams of Sushi guy. It's
right.
Like, you pay, I'll make you food.
I'm going to make it.
You eat it.
I can't deal with you and your needs, you bunch of babies. Yeah, that's completely how I do it. All right, so the meal is pretty rock solid. We've
right.
got some good stuff. We're on schedule. I've got to make another trip to the regular supermarket this afternoon when we're done with this, just to pick up apples and a bunch of other like bigger ticket items that I didn't want to spend like at the other place. So then, you know, my job is like I'll just keep cranking stuff out and we'll make stuff and all. But then the pressure comes on you, my friend.
Well, you've got to tell me.
Head to head with Charlotte in the pie competition. How are you feeling? What have you thought?
I feel like things are stacked against me.
You always say that.
As you know, your daughter actually knows how to cook.
She's good.
So I feel
She's
like
a good baker.
It should be, Well, that's what But obviously,
you haven't given any thought to it.
Well, no, I've given thought to what I should bring to the table because you know we've brought the we had a failed stadium cake. We've had a failed pie contest. So we need to bring something good back to
so you're
the
thinking,
Thanksgiving.
If I'm reading between the lines here correctly, you're saying you might bail on the pie competition and show up with a, say, potato dish.
Or, well, yes, something like that. But, like, obviously I want to bring some kind of, like, dessert because I feel like...
But you're bailing on the competition.
Not bailing, but it's like, let's be honest, Tom, I don't get much respect as far as cooking goes. So I'm much better at seeing something really cool and then bringing that. And they're like, oh.
You mean seeing something, buying it, and walking in with it? Oh. Not to. I'll come back to it, but I have a good wine update also.
Oh, okay.
So what are you thinking? You're thinking, what will you see out in the world? An Entenmann's box of cookies, perhaps?
Well, I feel like my influence, even with, you know, when I first came to the Papa Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. it was all fruit pies.
Mm-hmm.
And then I convinced your wife to buy to make the pudding one.
Right.
And that became a hit. Mm-hmm. So now your daughter makes them, and now that's becoming her specialty.
Mm-hmm.
So... my idea is like, oh, is there another thing that should be that you shouldn't have to worry about because you have enough things to worry about anyway? So what's like an added thing? And it's always like a dessert thing or some kind of like
mm-hmm.
appetizer, I guess. I don't know.
I wouldn't say appetizer. I was reading a thing. This Sam Sifton from the New York Times says he's adamantly against the appetizer because the meal is so big. Mm-hmm. You don't need people getting stuffed.
Well, you do it good because you just have it on the table and people kind of take what they want. So everything's up there at once instead
yeah.
of
yeah.
people being served.
Right. So I would lean towards dessert then.
Yeah, that's what I was leaning. My friend was into making maybe sweet potato pie, but that's what I was trying to figure out if that was something Ooh. That was... that was needed because I knew Aaron's bringing sweet potatoes.
Well, she's bringing sweet potato something, but not a pie.
Okay.
So that's definitely an option. I think that...
I'll be honest with you, Tom. My pie making has not improved in the last year. That's what I'm telling you.
That
it's
is
probably
the hard part.
Gotten worse.
All kidding aside, that is the hardest part about this meal, is that it's a bunch of things... that you only make on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then you hang out all year, and it's like, all right, let's see, am I going to make the turkey better this time? Probably not, because I haven't made any
yeah.
since then. So I get that. And look, you don't, you know, you can play it, the way I see it, you can play it one of two ways. You could be,
okay.
you could say, I'm going for it, I'm going to try and make something really good that people will enjoy, mm-hmm. and add to the feast, or you can say, I'm going to make a passable pie and come in as the punching bag to Charlotte's. You're kind of like the, you know, when a fighter is like trying to get ready for the big thing and he brings yeah. in a couple, what do they call them? Tin cans?
Yeah.
A couple.
glass
couple,
chin.
Yeah, a glass chin, a couple bruisers that you know are... aren't going to stay in the ring too long. You that would be your role. You would be coming in as the
So the object is to make the pie worse and worse each year. So it's just like
you know, it would be funny. I don't know. I don't even know how you make it. I never had this in my house, but you know the old joke about. The Jell-O mold on Thanksgiving. Have you ever heard of that?
What, when they try to put fruit and stuff in there?
They do, yeah, or they just, yeah, someone they would get fancy with like a Jell-O mold and bring it on Thanksgiving. Sometimes it would have fruit in it. Jell-O mold recipes. Let's see. Let's see some images. You've seen pictures of this. I'm surprised you... Look at these pictures.
Yeah.
You basically... It's easy to make.
Right.
You basically just have to get a mold, like one of those things. I think I have one if you want to do it. And then you just fill it with Jell-O and put it in the refrigerator. And then it comes out and you have a Jell-O mold. It would be pretty damn funny.
Well, that's the thing I tried to do with the stadium cake mold I got.
That was good. That was a hit.
But that's like a...
For being humorous.
That's another one-shot deal, though. Like, you basically just have to get the dismount perfect.
Yeah.
With those, you know, iron cast pans. I mean, that seems like the difficult thing with that mold thing is, like, you gotta make sure that it's...
It just got to slide out right. You could do it, though. It is pretty funny. I don't know. It might be a funny thing to do.
But what's funny about it, though? That it's
kind of like the fruitcake.
Okay.
It was in the 1950s a real dessert that people were into.
Mm-hmm.
Became popular. And then 5 years after that, some grandpa decided to yell out, "What the hell is this thing?" And everyone realized, no, this is kind of a joke. And some people have kept them around. Some people are still fans, but not many. And the Jell-O mold is still a part of the American Thanksgiving. And people break them out for 4th of July. They do different things. So it's kind of like showing up with a fruitcake.
Right.
Ha ha, isn't this ironic? Look what I did. But maybe it's not so bad.
So... But my worry is you do take this so seriously that, not seriously, but like I've already kind of tainted the waters with this pudding pie thing. Pretty soon there's going to be like Cheetos in here and I'm going to just be like turning this into some kind of 7-Eleven cafeteria.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with a little white trash in an American Thanksgiving.
You could have a...
That's what we're built on.
Frito pie, is that something?
Yeah, Frito pie, why not?
So that's what I'm thinking. I would like to do something, because everyone's always looking for something kind of cool for dessert. You know, there's a...
Something other than the pie. Mm-hmm.
Like even that stuff that...
A nice...
You went to the... What was that place?
Brownies R Us.
Or the Filipino place, the...
Creme brulee.
Like something like that, like mm-hmm. a little bit different. But how many people is it going to be total?
I think we are 12.
Okay.
Ten or 12, something like that.
Well, but was Charlotte gaming up for it? Because I know last year she was
tell...
like...
I could tell she's not as pumped up this year for it.
As focused, yeah.
Yeah, she's kind of like, I think she ordered, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe
she ordered from the same place she ordered last year? Is that what you're trying to say? She cheated?
No, but what she does is she orders from the East Coast Mighty Fine Pudding.
Oh.
You can't get it out here, and it's better than what they have out here. So she... Mail orders from the East Coast, Mighty Fine Pudding Mix.
Okay.
And it's on its way. It may have, that actually may have been the FedEx guy during the podcast. Yeah.
So if I took that, that would throw her for a loop.
If you stole it, it totally would.
Or if I told
her.
I
think she makes her own crust. That's the other thing.
Right.
I think you lost a lot of points last year because you didn't make your own crust.
But
as I said.
Yeah, Keebler isn't famous for nothing, Tom.
You're coming in as the Irish fighter who bleeds a lot. and you either put your chin out there just so the champ can go on to bigger and better things, or you bail out and you say, "I'm sorry, coach.
Yeah,
I've retired from that. I'm now a brownie man."
Well, yeah, that's what... Okay, we'll focus tonight, but we'll see. I'll see what Charlotte's...
All right.
How pumped up she is.
I liked it being a mystery. And, you know, let's keep it a mystery. So when you walk in on Thanksgiving, Charlotte should think that she has a fight coming.
Okay.
And then when you walk in, you could be like, ta-da, Jell-O mold or whatever.
So it'll be like, I'm blowing everybody's mind.
Yeah.
So whatever you come up with,
yeah,
be ready.
Yeah. I would definitely give her some ribbing on the way out today.
Okay.
Make her nervous.
So she doesn't have to make the crust until like the day of, right? Isn't that
you
what
can? Well,
to...
you, with pie crust, you can make it and freeze it, or day before and just put it in the refrigerator. But yeah, I mean, it's Tuesday. She'll be making it tomorrow, I would imagine. Okay. I feel like we have a bonus day for some reason. I feel like this is all going down tomorrow, but
yeah,
doesn't it feel that way? I'm not sure why. Maybe because we had a day off. Maybe a weekend off.
Yeah, it was a crazy...
I went to the movies.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you see?
Nutcracker.
What?
Some new Disney Nutcracker where it's like an action-adventure film based on the Nutcracker.
So, but you stayed in there the whole time? You didn't sneak into like another movie? See something cool?
What makes you think this wasn't cool?
I don't know. It's not a story that like is mimicked often.
No, and you got to make. They had to make like the Sugar Plum Fairy into a bad guy, and it was kind of cool. Like the music is so good, you could just listen to that music and watch animated snow falling on a castle and feel good. But you know, you get into the story and stuff. It's pretty forgettable.
Yeah,
but I know. I was, you know, we're going with the kids and their friends, and you know.
But did you, for yourself, watch the? It's probably going to win the Oscar.
I have not. Can that win for the Oscar? You're talking about the Coen Brothers.
Yes,
they just released a new thing.
The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
But isn't it like a miniseries?
There's six stories. They've been writing them for 25 years. So they always wanted to do this.
Really?
And so they're like five thematic Old West stories.
I hear it's pretty dark.
Yeah. It's, I think somebody gets murdered in every story.
Well, that's a Western.
But it's,
Is it darker than most Western kind of stuff?
No, it's
fun. Did you like it?
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Here's all I need to do, sell you on it.
Yeah.
Is Tom Waits as a gold panner.
Tom Waits? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Done. Done.
As a 49er.
Oh, my God.
Old man looking for gold.
That's got to be amazing.
That's the third
story. I'd watch Tom Waits sit in a chair.
It's basically a Tom Waits like one man show. It's awesome.
Wow.
And that's one of them.
That's great.
There's the first one is the actual. I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to figure out if they could do a whole movie just on Buster Scruggs, which is the, oh man, he's another great character actor that wouldn't star in any other movie. Mm-hmm. He was in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Not Clooney, not Turturro, but the other guy. You know,
the one who looks a little like a frog.
Yeah.
Right.
He's Buster Scruggs.
Ah.
And he's awesome.
And so he's in all of them?
No, Buster Scruggs is just the first one.
Uh-huh.
And then I think that's what they're trying to figure out is if they could make the full movie him or if they should just include all these other stories in it.
Got it.
So it's like 2 hours long.
I remember in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? I always loved his line when Babyface Nelson is in the car. They pick him up or they pick up Babyface Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
And they're driving away in his suitcases. All the money's flying out onto the road and stuff as they're speeding away from the cops. And that guy, whatever his name is, the actor, says something like, friend, you're losing some of your folding money.
Yeah, that's what he has one. He's fighting this one guy, and he's like, because he's talking to the camera. You know, he's like a, you know, he's wearing the white. He's like the good guy,
uh-huh.
but he's still like a gunslinger. So he's talking to the camera the whole time.
Oh, that's cool.
So he's like,
a good actor.
He's fighting this one guy, and he looks back and he's like, when they made this fella, they forgot to put in the quit.
The quit?
Yeah, it's just these funny lines that they always write for these guys.
Oh, it's so good.
But yeah, that one, Steven Root is in one of them.
Well, all of the Coen Brothers standbys.
Yeah. They brought, yeah, all these cool, like, Tyne Daly's in one of them. You remember her, Cagney and Lacey?
Any of them any of them not good? All pretty solid.
No, they're all, like, pretty, like, thematic. There's at least, like, some kind of, like, Coen Brothers ending to it.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really good.
Are you saying that it's, I'll find it more enjoyable than The Nutcracker?
Yes. I'm saying, like, just the first one's maybe 15 minutes long. That's better than any movie I've seen this year.
Right.
It's cool.
The Coen Brothers is just one of those, you know, one of those that whatever they make, you're going to watch.
This is why I love them. They had this, there's a shot of, I'm not ruining anything for you, but playing a guitar, and they do this shot of, like, the open range
mm-hmm.
through the inside of the guitar while he's playing the strings.
Right.
Isn't that amazing? Stuff like that. You're like, do normal people notice that? Or is that, that's got to be cool for everybody, right?
It's cool for everybody, and yeah, definitely. And, you know, nobody else thinks about that stuff.
So I watched that on my new TV, so that was cool.
Ah, look at you, living like a king. Popcorn? No popcorn.
Now I got to pay it off.
Do you have popcorn?
Did I have popcorn? I had some kind of s'mores snack mix.
Ooh. You
can't just have regular popcorn.
Why don't you bring that to Thanksgiving?
All right.
Come on.
Can I bring s'mores? That could be a thing.
No.
No? There's no...
That'll be a big mess.
Oh, yeah. Marshmallow.
So, we will have the great meal. We will have the great dessert. Here's one thing. If I was going rogue, I would bring dessert. I personally am not too big on the overly sweet. I think I like to have a nice cheese at the end of a meal. Like,
oh my God, really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What ruined me? Oh yeah, that remember that hotel we stayed in? I think it was in.
Oh yeah, where you got the big fruit giveaway?
No.
Fruit and cheese?
It was cheese. And I ate some cheese thing there that, like, stuck with me for days. I think it ruined cheese for me.
Oh, no. Come on. You'll come back. But I only mention it. Not that it's definitely not part of the tradition. But I went to I made my annual journey to this wine shop here in L.A., which is, you know, I don't know that much about wine. I've been trying to educate myself on certain wines and getting pretty good and having a good taste for it. And, you know, it's fun. It's just exploring it. If you're going to explore anything.
What does anybody know, really?
Yeah, well, you know where, you know certain things. You know what years are better than others.
We went to a place that the person was studying to be a wine expert and they didn't know what they were talking about. you know more about.
So I went into this giant place. It's mm-hmm. this giant warehouse. It's great. It's just like cool temperature, and it's just massive. One room, but big.
Yeah.
Just filled with wine, and it's like all the French stuff is over here, all the California's in the middle, all this other stuff's on the side. And you don't have to spend a lot. Like, I talked to the guy, and this is like anything. This is the main thing in these situations. If you want to get wine for Thanksgiving, or if you want to bake bread, mm-hmm. or if you want to do anything in life, you have to not feel like an idiot and just ask people questions.
Right.
This is not my job to be the wine expert. The man who sits in here every day, that's his job.
Mm-hmm.
And he's happy to help you. So when I went up to him and I said, look, I was reading an article. I said, there's a couple bottles here that I want to get that are a little more expensive. You know, but I'm having 12 people over on Thanksgiving. You don't want to break that bottle out because, you know, four glasses, it's gone. So show me stuff that's really good that we're going to enjoy on Thanksgiving that we can open right away. That's $20 or less.
Right.
And in this fancy, big-ass place where they actually have wine vaults where rich people can store their wines because, you know, in just come and pick them up and bring them home, and so they're in the perfect temperature all year round and all the rest of it. This could be an intimidating place. I am fearless and walk in there and just ask the guy that question. And he brings me around like, oh, yes. He's so excited.
Mm-hmm.
He brings me to this one spot, and it's we go to the Spain section. A lot of people don't know this region. There's a lot of it. You're going to get great deals. Oh, and this wine is amazing. You've got to get this. Take two bottles of this. Take two bottles of that. And it's going to be very exciting on Thanksgiving. We're going to have all of these wines from all around the world that didn't break the bank. And it'll be interesting to see how good they are. And then, of course, after two bottles, everything will taste great.
Well, that's always good when you have somebody who loves it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
The only equivalent I have that I can explain to you is that's how I am with sneakers.
Right.
So if you go, you can even go to like a Foot Locker where there's a guy who really knows sneakers, and it'll be like, okay, well, if you like
right.
the Air Force Ones from 97, you're going to love. It's the same thing. It's like the year and the brand.
Yeah, the right vintage.
And these are the remakes, and this is the special edition. And
it's awesome.
But yeah, that's cool. That I think that you know more than most people, obviously.
Well, I wouldn't say more than most people, but I know more than I did last year. And I know, like, I'm into this wine from Chateauneuf-du-Pape, which is this one region. Mm-hmm. And I'm my other buddy, Chris, has a real love of Barolos.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm learning about those. And that's the thing. I'm just kind of focusing on those and starting to learn, you know, what's what.
But that's what you need to do with anything, is you need to have a inside reference.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just the fact that you know that region, like, all the wine people that we talk to are like, oh, okay. So, like, that's
yeah,
what
it's like being in a mechanics. It's like getting your car fixed and being and mentioning the exact dimensions of your engine. They're like, okay, I can't. This guy might know more than he's letting on.
Yeah. Like, I did a show at the Ice House, and there's a famous, there's this famous boxing trainer, and he was there with somebody. Uh-huh. And I know this one famous fight. It's Ron Lyle and George Foreman. It's supposedly the best four rounds of any boxing fight in 1977 or something.
Right.
And so he was there, and I was like, oh, man, big fan. I was like, I don't like the boxing. You know, it's not like Lyle and Foreman in 77. He's like, oh, yeah, man. And then so he got all turned on because he's like, yeah, people don't even remember that fight, you know?
Yeah,
it's all
great.
All Ali Foreman, and nobody remembers Ron Lyle, who almost beat them all. And
yeah, you don't, you know, look, life isn't about, look, you want to be comfortable, so you some people will try and make you feel like an idiot, but most people are happy to share what little knowledge they have.
Right.
And so just ask the questions and hang, and then there's going to be something that you can help other people out with at some point. Either way, Thanksgiving's coming. We're going to be trashed. Okay, so here's a couple final little Thanksgiving jokes before we get out of here, because we got to wrap
up. Before
your
kids burn the house down, something's
and
happening.
And we're gonna yeah, the kids are screaming. There's a man here. There's lots of things happening. We got to wrap this up. And for anyone that subscribes to Patreon, we're gonna start off the bonus podcast today with the same bad jokes.
Oh, yeah, we did get a request that someone wants to see video of Tom's face during the bad jokes.
That's funny. I feel like I said this one last week. Yeah, this was bad. I think I did this last week. Bump, 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 bump. I lost it. I'm sorry. Sorry for this delay. There's nothing worse than this is like when my kids are waiting for me to look something up on my phone. This is so bad. why did the pilgrim die in a car crash?
I don't know.
Because he didn't buckle up. It's not even a joke. Why did the turkey sit on the tomahawk?
I don't know.
To try and hatch it.
Hatch what?
I'm sorry. That is so bad. All right. Well, listen, we got to roll. Hey, whenever I would say in college, there was a kid from down south that said, you pick a kid, you kick a pig in the ass and it says, Everybody, enjoy your Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you next week. We hope you have as much fun as we're going to have. We'll post some pics. Hopefully we'll survive, and we'll let you know if Paul ruined or saved Thanksgiving this year. Enjoy your life.